is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com. Next on News for the Soul, medium Shelley Saunders could see, hear and speak to spirit at a young age and is honored to serve spirit today, utilizing her gift to deliver messages from the other side. She teaches in person and online classes and is an expert in spirit communication. Call in now for your reading, 646-595-4274. 646-595-4274. Please welcome Shelley Saunders back to News for the Soul.
Welcome back, Shelley.
Thanks, Nicole. It's good to be back. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Medium Shelley Saunders Show. I'm so excited to be here today and that you are listening. So, you know, we got a lot going on with the world today, and it could cause us to have, like, stress and overwhelm and anxiety. So what I want to do is I want to start off the show by maybe talking about how we can reduce some of the overwhelm that we're experiencing. And then after that, we're going to open up the lines and we're going to take your calls for psychic and mediumship readings. So before I go into these tips of how to reduce overwhelm, I first just want to go into it of how it might show up for you in your life so you can understand what's going on, and then you'll see how these tips can be a benefit to you. So one of the things that could be happening with you right now if you are experiencing overwhelm is having difficulty sleeping. So you might find yourself waking up between 2 and 3 a.m. and that you just can't go back to sleep. Now, these are also the hours that our spirit team will come in and they will talk to us and they'll give us information. But the difference is when spirit wakes us up between 2 and 5 a.m., it's because they have information for us, and spirit tends to give us energy. So we feel increased energy, we feel a lot better. Now, on the opposite side, when you wake up between 2 and 3 in the morning, and let's say that maybe your mind is spinning because you're worried about something or you're trying to figure something out, that's more depleting, and that causes you to be tired in the morning. So that's the difference between the two. So it's usually if your mind is spinning a lot and you're trying to figure out how to solve a problem and you haven't quite figured it out yet. So instead of you getting that really good night's sleep, it's like you'll wake up and then you're starting to worry. You may even find yourself pacing the floor before you can get back to sleep. Another sign that you could be overwhelmed is you might find yourself being impatient. So usually where it might take something a while before you kind of get upset about something, so you could find that when you're driving that you're getting irritated with the drivers, or you might find yourself getting irritated with coworkers. So it could be little small things that usually don't bother you. They will start to trigger you, and you might find yourself maybe being short with people or being maybe a little bit snappy with people. Even with those closest to us, we just might find that our family and our friends are getting on our nerves more than what they usually would. Another thing is just feeling physically tired. So that's another sign of being overwhelmed. So if you find yourself having difficulty concentrating, or maybe it's taking longer for you to complete tasks than before, that's a sign that you're also feeling overwhelmed. Also, what could be happening is you could be getting overstimulated. So right now, there's a lot going on in the world. We have news just blasting information at us. You have a lot of people's opinions on social media. You may be having a lot going on in your inbox. And so when you have a lot of information coming to you all at once and you really have no way to deflect it, that can start to feel a bit overwhelming, and you can feel like you just want to throw the covers over your head and just kind of hide out in the house for a couple of days. The last two things that are signs of overwhelm, you're feeling anxiety or stress. So these can also manifest physically for you as maybe shoulder pains. So usually shoulder pain is like having the world on your shoulders, like you have a lot going on. It can also show up as digestion issues. So maybe you're getting acid reflux, or you may be experiencing heartburn. You might really enjoy food, but just have a really tough time just enjoying a meal because it just doesn't quite settle right for you. It can also show up as having headaches or migraines. So you might find yourself needing to take some type of aspirin or something like that in order to just relax your mind, or maybe even like the lights and just be in a quiet space because there's a lot of tension there. And then the last thing, what will cause overwhelm is worrying about things that are out of your control, like trying to get out ahead of it, trying to fix it, trying to get in front of it. Usually this happens is because we are creatures of habit and we like to stay in our comfort zone. So anytime that we're faced with something that will pull us out of our comfort zone, we'll try really hard to figure out how to solve a problem, even if it's weeks out. And so that can also cause you to get that overwhelming feeling. So now that I've shared that with you, I'm going to share with you 10 tips to help you to reduce some of this overwhelm that you might be experiencing. So as I give out these numbers, they're not in any particular order of importance that I came up with that I found that helped me, that also helps my clients and students, and so I just wanted to share them with you. So so the first tip is reducing news. So if you're someone that loves to have the news on and you tend to have it on the channel and you're playing it all day or you're going from channel to channel, what you might want to do is instead of watching it all day, reduce it down to smaller increments. So maybe watch it for an hour, like get the top information that you need and then turn it off. Because what the news do is it's like designed to trigger you and it's designed to get us anxious and with anxiety. And so it's a lot of bad news if you constantly have that coming at you, even if you're washing dishes or doing laundry and you got it playing in the background. That information is coming into you and it's starting to cause worry and anxiety. And if you can, instead of watching it, you might want to read it. So if you're someone that's okay with reading, you might want to maybe read the headlines and skim some information because that way you'll get less triggered when you're able to read it. So number two is nature. Anytime that we can get out in nature, whether we're around trees, the birds, butterflies, flowers, there's something about nature that's very calming and soothing. So if you're able to get out once a day, even if you have access to grass, maybe you have a yard, it's nice to put your feet in the grass or in the dirt to kind of ground yourself. If you're someone who enjoys plants, maybe you can repot a plant. Just kind of get your hands in some soil and just spend time with nature. That helps. It's a natural equalizer for us, natural balance. Number three is write. If you're able to write or journal, this will also help you to reduce overwhelm. So one of the things that I do is I give for like clients and students, I will have them to do what I call a mind dump. And so you just grab a sheet of paper and pen and you just write everything out that's on your mind. So a couple of things that happens with this is one, it gets it out of your head so that you're not constantly spinning, because what our mind will do is it will turn information over and over and over and it'll make you tired. So once you're able to get it out on paper, now that reduces what's going on in your head and that gives you relief. Two, when you're able to do this, it opens up the channel for you to start to communicate with your spirit team and your soul higher self, so it's much easier for them to come in with guidance. Number four is decluttering. So whenever you have a lot of clutter around, what it does is it takes up a lot of energy, and that can drain the energy in a room, and it can make you feel a little anxious with anxiety too when there's a lot of clutter around. So if you're someone who's maybe sensitive to energy, you may have noticed that whenever you clear your clutter, that the room actually feels lighter. Like the room feels so much better, and you have no idea how heavy a room feels until you're able to clear out the clutter. Also, if you're having a tough time manifesting something, it could be because your space or your area is cluttered. So try removing some of that clutter in order to let some newness come in. So some new ideas, some new information, and it'll help you a lot with your manifestations. Number five is fragrance. So there's particular scents that whenever we smell, it just relaxes us naturally. So a couple of things that I've always have around me are sage and lavender. So these are very soothing. Lavender is really wonderful for trying to fall asleep, for relaxing. So if you find that maybe you're having a tough time sleeping, you might want to use some lavender. Vanilla is a really good scent that's also really calming that helps you to relax. Sea breeze is another great scent. So for all of my ocean lovers that love to be out by the ocean, you know, listening to the waves because they're so soothing, there's also something about the scent of the sea breeze that also helps to relax us. And then also rosemary is another great fragrance for relaxing your body. So number six, if you can reduce your time on social media, that will also help you as well. Again, you know, the phone blinging and dinging and constant pop-ups and just, it's easy to get down a rabbit hole looking at so many people's different opinions that can become overwhelming. So you might want to just maybe turn it off or step away from it for a while just so you can come back to your own natural thoughts and not have so many opinions coming to you at once. Number seven is soothing music. So what I like to do is I like to listen to meditation music or anything that just kind of helps relax you. There's a lot of great nature stations or sometimes just listening to rain or the ocean. Those are all very soothing sounds. Number eight are candles. So lighting candles can be really soothing for you. So it just allows yourself to have that 5 or 10 minutes just to take a break and just have your body to do a natural sigh. And again, if you like a sage or vanilla, those are great scents that you can burn within a candle and just have your space smelling really nice. So one of the things that I enjoy is like whenever I go into like maybe a metaphysical bookstore that smells really good or they have the incense in there and it's very soothing, it's because they understand that fragrance is really big for the senses and it helps to relax you. Number nine is listening to your body. So whenever you feel tired, if you're able to just take a nap to relax, sometimes what we do is we'll push, and we'll push beyond our breaking limit, and then that will cause you to be tired. So you might want to schedule some time to yourself, like on the weekend, of maybe not giving yourself so much to other people, but just allowing yourself to have some of that quality time to listen to your body. And when it's saying that it's ready to slow down, like honor that and actually slow down. And then number 10 is laughter. So one of the things that I like to do is I like to put on Netflix and maybe look at a comedy show or look at a comedy special. And laughter, it just breaks up all of the energies. And so it's hard to be stressed out when you're laughing at the same time or hard to be overwhelmed when you're laughing. So laughing increases and it raises the vibration and it helps you to like get out of a funk. So if you're in a funk, it helps you to break that mood, or if you're really stressed out, that will really help to reduce the stress and overwhelm. And then I have a bonus tip for you. So the bonus tip is having a relationship with your soul higher self. So this is so important now more than ever. So it helps you to get information and you can get it downloaded that's right for you. So if you think about all of the information that's spinning around us and all of the chaos that's happening, it's like a tornado. And then your soul higher self is like being in the eye of the tornado where it's calm. And no matter what's happening around you that you can or cannot control, you can get some information that's right for you at that particular point that really helps to reduce that stress or overwhelm. Because oftentimes we think that we're doing things by ourselves, and when we are, it's like pushing a boulder uphill. But when you partner with your soul and higher self and you're able to get information, it is just, it just helps so much. And I can actually remember there was a time where financially I was like strapped. And at the time my car broke down, so I had two catalytic converters that needed replacing. The pipes in the kitchen burst, the pipes in the bathroom burst, and the pipes outside in the backyard also burst. And at this time, I was so strapped for money that I could not afford to borrow money from anybody. So I was stressed, and I was spending. And as I was standing in my kitchen, my spirit team came through and said, get a second job. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, that's brilliant. So within all of that stress, they just said, get a second job. So, like, for 6 weeks, I worked at Target, and I was able to take that money and just pay everything off that I needed to pay, and I didn't have to worry about borrowing money from anyone. But had I not been connected to my spirit team to get that information, I wouldn't have been able to get that type of relief because I would have just kept spinning. So this is why it's important for us to connect with our spirit team, because they'll give you the guidance that you need in that moment. So they're not going to jump out and say, I'm going to give you, well, sometimes they might give you some information 6 months ahead of time. I have gotten that. But that takes practice and that takes trust. So the more that you work with them, the more they'll start to tell you what's coming up ahead of time. And even when you're in the midst of stressing out, they'll say, keep going. Don't worry about it. You're going to get past it. And they'll coach you all the way through. So I hope that these tips are will be helpful for you, and I would love to know maybe what you're currently doing to reduce your overwhelm, if you're finding these tips helpful at all. And I'd like to hear from you, so let's go ahead and open up the phone line. So if you want a psychic or a mediumship reading, I am here for you. The number is 646-595-4274, and that is 646-595-4274. So, Nicole, who do we have?
All right, let's go to 203. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name's Pat. I'm calling in from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Oh, I've had some pretty stressful time for about 2 years. And it's like one crisis after another, and as soon as I kind of sigh and say, okay, I can start up again, another thing happens. And I have not been able to replace work for 2 years, and I just got a job helping a woman, and I was thrilled with that. And she had COVID, so within 2 days I got COVID. I keep getting stopped, and, your financial situation – that's been devastating to me.
Right.
Almost 2 years ago, starting with my mechanic blowing my engine, and it's been financially one crisis after another too. So, psychic reading could be helpful.
Yes, I hear what you're saying. Yes. Okay. So, Pat. So I wanted you to know that I commend you for going through what you're going through. My experience has been that whenever things break and things don't work out, it's because I'm going in the wrong direction and I'm not following where my spirit team is trying to direct me. So I do get that you are intuitive, and I get that you the word that I hear for you is trust. I hear that you don't quite trust the information that you get and that you really rely heavily on security. Now, as I say this, we all do because we're human, so that makes sense. But it's more, I'm getting that they've been attempting to switch your directions, but you keep trying to go for something that doesn't make as much money. Let me make this more clear as I'm getting it. Does that kind of make sense to you right now, that you've been kind of playing it safe for a while?
For a while?
That you're someone who plays it safe is what I'm getting for you, is that you've been playing it safe, that you don't really want to stretch out of your comfort zone.
Honestly, I can't answer that. When you get, you know, so many things happening, I've been too busy to do anything other than take care of one crisis after another. So,
yeah, I know. Yeah, the crisis, I get it. Yeah, the crisis, the one after another, is because your spirit team is trying to turn you into a different direction. It's kind of like you're going the wrong way, and they keep trying to course correct you. And the way to kind of get your attention is by breaking things. That same thing has happened to me. And once I started listening to the guidance that was coming in for me, those things stopped breaking, if that makes sense. So for go ahead.
Can you see where they're trying to get me to go?
Yeah, they're trying to get you to go within. That's the word that I heard. It's intuitive. They're trying to get you to trust the information that you get and not follow other people, because there's doors that are opening for you, but you're missing the doors because you're going in the wrong direction, and they're trying to get you to turn around. So here's what I want you to do if you're open to it. I want you to journal and ask the question, and then write out and begin to do some automatic writing and get some information, because the word that I'm hearing is opportunity. There's opportunities that they're trying to lead you to, but they need for you to trust the inner guidance first so they can lead you to the opportunities, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thing that during the COVID, I felt strongly my feelings saying, I really, really, I've been wanting to be in a relationship for the past number of years. I'm patient. It doesn't have to be, you know, tomorrow, next month. I've been single for almost 30 years, so it's not like I'm, you know, jumping at it. I'm just ready, and all the benefits of a relationship at this point would be so many things that would help me in my life that I just,
right,
void of so many things after being alone and struggling financially for so many years. I mean, that's something that would really help my soul, have companionship.
Yes. Right. Okay, so the companionship is good. We just don't want you to have a person as a rescue to get you out of your situation, because that's not going to work. But as long as it's a companionship, that will work. So the thing for you is, and I keep hearing automatic writing, because they want to line you up with the right person. They don't want you just taking anyone that comes along, not just the first person, but the right person. But in order for you to get that, it's about you tuning in. So this is where we're all headed right now, is going within and trusting the information that we get for ourselves and get that guidance, so that we know that when the right person is in front of us, we will take the right person and we'll let the wrong person walk by instead of just grabbing onto the first person. And then also the money opportunities for you. You're going to get the information for the money coming in. It's going to be a lot easier for you. But again, it's going within and trusting the information so that you'll know who to talk to, so those doors will begin to open. Sense for you?
I guess so.
Yeah, so what it is, it's just, and I know it's not the traditional way. It's the you trusting in writing. That's what I keep getting for you over and over, that the information is coming through. It's like they're talking to you. You're not able to listen to them because you don't have the connection. So they want you to start the connection so they can lead you to the opportunities. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, good luck with it, Pat. Do the journaling and let us know how it works out. Because I would love to hear how your path changes once you're started connecting with your intuition and your spirit team.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. 202, that means you're up next and you're live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Jackie, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. What can I do for you?
I guess I would like a mediumship reading, please. Okay. Is there anyone in particular you want me to connect with?
I guess my dad.
Okay. Okay. So do you also have a mother on the other side as well?
No.
Okay. Because I was also getting a woman that was coming forward. Hold on. Let's see with dad.
Okay.
Now with dad, I'm going to my chest. So would you understand that maybe he had an issue with his chest or something was going on with his chest before he passed?
Chest. It could be related. Yeah.
Okay. Would you understand that maybe he had difficulty speaking towards the end, that maybe he couldn't get his words out?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was being taken to my chest and then I was being taken to my throat. So I just want to make sure that I'm connected with the right guy.
Okay.
Now
yeah,
with him, okay. That makes sense about he kind of had some difficulty with his words towards the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Now with him, you know, as I feel more into him, you know what, he feels like somebody that's really solid. I feel like he's someone that, you know, that would have the answers or that people would feel comfortable with talking to. Does that make sense? Like if they had
yeah.
a problem or they would go to him. Like I get like bedrock. Like he would be a solid rock to talk to. I feel like, you know, if I had a problem, I can get on the phone and he always had, like he would have an answer and I would feel comfortable. Does that make sense about him?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Now, he also takes me to my hands, so I know that he would have been someone that would have been good with his hands, so I feel like this is a gentleman that would have been able to fix things. Does that make sense about him as well?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Okay. Now, he also kind of gives me, like, the strong, silent type, so I don't get that he would have necessarily talked a lot, but I get that when he did talk, that his words meant something. Like he would... I want to say the way that he would use his words wisely, I feel like he would listen and observe more than he would speak. Does that make sense about that?
That does, yeah.
Okay. You know, he definitely lets me know that he's around you. And I, let me see. Have you recently moved or are you thinking about moving? Has that come up for you?
I just moved, and I don't like where I moved to, and I want to move again.
Okay, because he's talking to me about moving. Okay, so I'm just going to let you know that we've definitely got dad here because there's no way that I would know. She's moving. Okay. So he's just letting you know, that he's there, that he's around, that he's mentioning the move. So he just wanted to let me know. He wanted to actually let you know that although that you can't physically see him, that he's still around, like he even knows about the move and what's currently happening.
Wow.
So the thing is that you can actually talk to him. He's always around you. He's talking about his picture. So have you recently looked at his picture or maybe is there a picture frame that you have out of him, maybe near your nightstand or something?
No, I did recently look at his picture. It's been a long time, but
you
I did.
Oh,
look at it, yeah.
Okay, so okay, because he was talking about the picture. Because you know, he really tells me that you're not a believer. Like it takes you a while before you really believe something, and you know, he just kind of lets me know that you're that skeptic. So he's like giving me different things just to let you know that he really is around. It's kind, you're kind of like that. Well, if this is real, prove it. Prove to me that you're really around. So he wants you to know that he is around and that he is providing guidance to you. It's just a matter of you, he's saying, slowing down, like slowing down to get the information. So have you found yourself moving really quickly recently or making really rash decisions or not taking your time
yeah.
with that? Does that make sense to you? Okay. So that's why he's
really,
coming through
yeah.
with the slowing down because he's like, she wants it and she wants it now. And he's like snapping his fingers like you're kind of impatient and you're not one to necessarily wait. And he's got me snapping my fingers.
So he says that as you, and then I feel like he was really the one to balance you out. Like he would just be like, and he would just kind of slow you down. Like, okay, it's all right. And he would kind of like he would be the one that could calm you down is the sense that I get. So he's definitely, he keeps talking about the move. So he's going to help you with the next play so that you'll know it when you see it. Like you'll get that feeling like, oh, this is it. This is my place. But you just got to slow down enough in order to get the information for him from him as he's bringing it through. Does that make sense?
That does, yeah.
Yeah. So he just as long as you slow down, he'll be able to help you with it. And there, he's just saying that there's no need to rush, that you have plenty of time. And it's actually okay that even though that you're in this place that you don't like, it's okay because it's giving your next place enough time to get ready for you. So it's okay. So just know that where you are, it's a temporary thing. It's not a permanent thing. And start getting ready. So start getting your boxes ready and kind of like letting the universe know, like, okay, I'm ready to move in order to speed up this timeline, okay? So start getting things paired and ready. That's going to be with you because I get that when it happens, it's going to happen pretty quickly. You're going to be like, oh, shoot, now this happened, and now I got to, like, hurry up and pack. So, like, start getting your stuff, start kind of getting it ready little by little so when it is time to go, you can just go. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
Okay. So one more thing is Dad is showing me a watch. So would you have Dad's watch or because he's showing me, and I just want to acknowledge this before he goes.
About a watch that I know of.
Okay, because he's showing me a gold watch. So would you be someone that would wear like a chunky watch or have like a watch that you would wear? Because I'm seeing this gold chunky watch. And I just wanted to acknowledge it as to why I was seeing it. Okay.
Yeah, no, not so it could maybe be one of my siblings.
Okay. So he was just showing me the watch. But it could be along with the time, just reminding you that, you know, that it's okay with the time, that you don't have to be so speedy, that you can slow things down and that it is okay, all right? And he is around you. One more thing is I get that would it make sense that you've been maybe seeing shadows within your place or, like, shadows from the side of your eye? You feel like there's somebody with you and you turn your head and you're not there. Okay, so that's Dad. Okay, so that's Dad letting you know that he is around. Like, you know, you've been seeing like something,
I've
and you're,
never seen
but then
that
your
before,
mind is,
but yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's just to let you know
weird.
that is him, that he is around, okay, and that it's not, so he hears you when you're speaking out loud, and he hears you when you're talking in your head, okay, and he also visits in your dreams, okay, so Dad is pretty active around you, so he's helping out.
Okay.
All right, well, I hope that helps, Jackie.
Yeah, that was spot on, so I really appreciate that.
Sure. I'm glad to help. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks.
And keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. Where are we going next? Let's go to 415 next. 941, you're in the wings. 415, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Anne in New Mexico.
Hey, Anne, how are you?
Good. I would like to hear, I don't really have a person in mind. I have a lot of people over there. I guess whoever has a message the most, you know, message they want to get through to me the most.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, do you have a mom that's on the other side?
For sure. Yeah,
okay,
20 years
ago. Maybe
ago.
That was your mom.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe that was your mom trying to come in when I had Jackie.
I thought of that.
That could have been. Because, you know, sometimes, like, you know. So, you know.
And also the my grandfather had died of a heart attack. So when you also said about the last caller, about someone breathing difficulty, I thought of him, too.
Sometimes they do stand close. It's like they kind of go through the turnstile. It's like, okay, it's my turn. I'm next. You know what? I got to say, you know, as I feel into mom, I got to say that I get this feeling of she's someone that makes me feel like that she would have enjoyed life, that she would have laughed a lot. Does that make sense to mom, that she's pretty easygoing?
Both. She could. She did. She loved cooking and she loved gardening and she loved.
We want to give mom the chance, because I just want to make sure that I have her. So
yeah.
And I want to give her the chance to give the information, because if you give it all to me, then you're just doing all the work and I don't want that. We want to make sure that mom actually comes
through.
Yeah,
she loved. Well, according to exactly what you said, she liked telling jokes and laughing.
Okay. So, you know what? She also gives me the sense that I just feel very easygoing with her. I feel like very relaxed with her, but I also feel that when she needed to get something done, that she would be someone that would move quickly and get something done quickly. Does that make sense with her?
Yes, especially career-wise, yeah.
Okay, because she feels pretty well balanced with me. I don't feel like she's so laid back that she wouldn't get things done, but it's like she's kind of taking my hands, and there's just certain things that she likes to get done at certain times. I want to go to my hands with her, and I want to go to soil with her. So would it make sense that she would have been that someone that would have gardened or would have had her hands in the soil? Because I feel like I want to put my hands in the soil with her. Would that make sense with her?
Yes.
Okay. And I do feel like that she was actually good. Now, was it roses that she would have planted or had or would have maintained? Would that have been the flower for her?
Not in our house. A rose for me is my grandmother.
Connection. Okay. Now, your grandmother would have been the one that would have planted roses, or the name Rose would be significant with the grandmother? It would be the name Rose?
Just the flower.
The flower Rose. Okay. So it could be that these two ladies are stepping in really close together. And as I'm getting the two, it's like sometimes they give information because it's like grandmother's like, okay, I want to get in here too. Now, with your grandfather, I feel like he would have been someone that would have been more of the laid-back and would have let grandmother kind of run things. Do you remember this about their relationship, or that grandmother would have done a lot and grandfather would have been a little bit more reserved? Do you remember this about him?
I remember hearing that, but
I
was too young when he passed, yeah.
Okay, because as I'm tuned into all three of them, his grandfather is kind of sitting back and is kind of letting the ladies do their thing. So I feel like I definitely have all three of them here. They're talking to me about writing. So have you been thinking about writing recently, or have you been writing or thinking about writing down the family history or the family information? Has that been going on recently?
Definitely the writing. It's funny though, I've had that message before, and I'm always like, I don't know what to write about. But the grandfather, I know he had a kind of like a military history that we don't know, that even my dad didn't really know about. So I've been kind of looking at his military history.
Okay, so kind of going back and researching the family
and
pulling the information together. Because they're giving me the information about writing and writing down information about the family. It's kind of like passing it down. So
a little kind of
like a family tree, but a little bit more detailed than a family tree. So instead of saying, you know, just the names there, but more of who they are and what they did and what their contribution was in order to pass down. And they show me, it's like they're passing it down to you, like if you're going to be the writer together and write down this information is what I'm getting. But that's interesting that you've gotten this message before, but you haven't done anything with it. Is that correct?
Yeah, I like the research part, but I'm actually not a big fan of writing in particular.
Of writing itself.
Well, exactly, you know, the act of writing. Yeah.
So there's more than one way to tell a story is what I'm getting is you can always do it in pictures. So it doesn't have to be necessarily a novel, but it could be pictures along with information, or it could be that you gather the information and you hand it to someone else and then they complete it for you.
True.
But it just, I guess this sense of passing down the family values is what they keep giving me, like handing it down to the next one. So as far as part of the family tree is what I'm getting with them. I want to go to a necklace. So would you have mom's necklace, either mom or grandmother's necklace? Because I'm being taken to my chest, and I want to go to jewelry. Would that make sense with you?
More rings, more about rings. But my mom's mom gave us, as little girls, gave us pearls. So I do have family pearls.
Okay, because it was like I was just because she has me going to my chest where I want to go to the necklace, and. Is it that you have a daughter of your own? You have kids of your own?
My brother does.
So I'm also getting the passing down. One more thing. I just want to check in. Would it make sense that maybe a name was passed down as well, along with the jewelry? Would there also been a name passed down within the family?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so that'd be on your brother's side where the name was being passed down?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Would that be the grandfather's name that was passed down?
No, it was my aunt's name was passed down.
Your aunt's name. Okay, because he was popping up again because I was also getting a passing down. So, you know, what I get with their family, they come through as very, you know, of pride and heritage and just wanting what I'm hearing is stories, that they want the stories passed down and that they want them shared with the younger generation, of sharing who they were and what their contribution was while they were here is what I'm getting. Yeah. So it might be something. And then as I said that, it was kind of like they got excited, like, yeah, that's it. So no pressure on you, but maybe it's something that your brother could also help you with as well.
All right. What do they say about me and my, what's happening with me? Because I'm kind of a lot of changes happening. I just recently moved and questions about what's coming up next. And
So let me just tune into you quickly because now with you, I get that you're pretty strong and pretty independent. Does that make sense for you?
Uh-huh.
And I get also that, you know, that you can actually take more on than the average person. Like it takes quite a bit in order for anything to kind of get you down. Does that make sense also?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, they're like, she's fine. Like, you know, there's like no concerns or no worries because you're a very strong person. Oh. It's like that Destiny's Child song is playing, you know, for all the women who are independent. It's like, you know, it's like that's you. That's like your anthem. And I get that you're very resilient and that you just bounce back easily. And that what I'm hearing is that you always land on your feet. It might be a little frustrating because you might feel like you're a little behind, but they said that you always land on your feet, and it's just growing pains that you go through, which builds your character. But, but you know, I don't get any type of concern, like, you know, like we need to get, you know, they just let me know that you're very strong and very resilient and that you'll be fine is what I'm getting, if that makes sense for you.
Yeah, it's just on the job thing is unclear to me because I don't want to go back to what I did pre-COVID. I don't want to And so changing completely, it, you know, kind of makes me nervous with that.
Nervous, of course.
My resume,
that makes sense.
Like, my resume has like 10 years of like one area, you know.
So for you, it would be very important, like what I shared earlier, the intuition. This is where your spirit team is going to help you out. So it's not your loved ones on the other side, but your own soul's higher self will direct you what to do and when to do it and when the time is to make a move. So the thing is, sometimes in our minds, and we'll want to jump ahead of time without really being tuned in. So we want to make sure that energetically things are lined up for you, so your spirit team will let you know when it's time to move. Does that make sense? So again, so you might want to take that advice of writing and tuning into your spirit team and start to feel into the guidance that you get, so that you can start to know, like, okay, this job is completely done. The energy's done. It's time for me to move. They're directing me in this direction. Here's my next opportunity. And then you're able to walk into it. So instead of you trying to force it, now you have a partnership and you're able to walk right into it. Okay?
Got it.
Yeah. I know it's not glamorous, but that's where we're headed, and that's how we get help, is by going within to get our affirmation.
So when my dad died pretty recently, and within my brother and sister, we all, it's kind of, some things fell apart. So do they have any
I want to be fair to let the other callers have a chance to come in, because these are meant for like faster. But if you ever want to book a longer reading, you're welcome to go to mediumshellysanders.com, and I'll spend 55 minutes with you, and we'll go through all the questions and we'll break everything down. Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you. What was it? Say one more time your name, your full name. Medium.
It's mediumshellysanders.com.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. That was great. That was what great reading. Thank you.
Thanks for calling
in.
And keep in touch. 941 is next, and 516 is in the wings. 941, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Catherine, and I'm calling in from Florida.
Hi, Catherine.
Hey, Catherine. How are you?
Hi, Shelley. I'm actually kind of sad. I put my dog down 2 weeks ago yesterday.
So sorry. Mm-hmm. And are you checking to see if your dog's around? Catherine, are you there?
Your line's still on.
Nicole, did we lose? Okay.
I'm
Catherine.
Hello?
Okay.
Oh,
can you hear me? There you are.
I can hear you great,
okay,
yes.
So the question was, what is it that you need? Is it more of an animal communication or what?
Yes.
What are you
yes.
asking for?
Exactly,
okay.
Animal communication.
Okay, so I don't necessarily do animal communication, but I will do my best to tune in to see what I get, okay? Because I'm more like a people on the other side and not animals.
Okay.
So let me just tune in. What was your pet's name?
Samantha.
Samantha. Okay. So let's see. So as I'm tuning into Samantha, you know what, she gives me this, I get this bubbly feeling with her, like prior to, you know, like when she was younger, like I would get with her, she feels to me like someone that definitely had her own personality, and I really feel like that she would have been the one that would have ran the house. Does that make sense about Samantha? Like her own, like, I'm going to do things my way?
No, that was probably me. she was a Velcro dog. I was the third person to own her by the time she was 18 months. So I couldn't leave the room without her following me, because she had such separation anxiety. So we were together literally daily for 13 years,
okay, so,
and now
so,
I'm just lost.
Okay. But what's her, I just want to make sure that I'm getting her. But does it make sense that when she did, because I understand the separation, but does it make sense that she would have had that type of personality that she would want to do things her way, or that she would kind of get a little stubborn sometimes?
No, that doesn't sound like her.
Okay, okay. Because I'm picking up on, okay. No, okay, so would that make sense about you, that you would get stubborn sometimes and like to do things your way?
Yes.
Okay, so it could be her talking about you, because sometimes this will happen with spirit too, because I'm trying to tune into her, and it could be that she's talking about you. So sometimes that happens within a reading, but then again, I'm not an animal communicator. Sometimes I can bring
mm-hmm.
them through, sometimes I can't. But what
right.
I can say about, did you have her cremated? Was she cremated?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, just,
okay. So I, did
I just
get,
got
get,
her ashes.
Okay, so I did get that. Okay, so she did show me that. You know what the thing is? You know what, although, and I've also lost some dogs, so again, you know, I'm so sorry for your loss. But the thing is when they're, like, on the other side, although we don't have their physical body, they're still around us. Like, we could still feel their energy. It's just right now you're more in a deeper mourning. But as you're less sad, you'll start to actually feel her more. You might even feel her on the bed with you. Did she sleep with you on the bed?
Up until about a year ago, when her legs were too sore for her to jump.
Okay, because I did get the image of the bed. So I want you to pay attention, Catherine, because you might actually feel as if she's laying on the bed with you. You might kind of feel that indentation, and if you do, just know that that's her spirit with you, because they're still around and she's letting you know. And I'm getting the image of the licking of the face. So she definitely lets me know that she would have been one that would have did like kisses. Like she's just
yep.
licking. Okay.
Constantly.
So she's showing me that. Okay. So she's showing me the licking of the face. So she's just letting me know that she's still around, and that she, as I feel more into her, that she feels good. It's like I get the sense of like her being a puppy again, and that she definitely loved you. And I know that she had trauma, but just know that you were the best doggy mommy that you could have been, and that she was just very lucky to have you. And I just want you to kind of pay attention, because she is around you, and you'll be able to sense her as the days go by. You're going to be able to sense that she's around you. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you. Thank you, Catherine.
Great.
Thanks
for bye-bye.
Calling in. Oh, my gosh. We're already at the top. Apologies to the remainder of the callers. Shelley, we're at the wrap-up and shameless self-promotion stage.
All right. So I just want to thank everyone that was on with us. And if I couldn't get to you, I do apologize. If you do want like a more full reading, you can go to mediumshelleysanders.com. It's where I do psychic readings and mediumship readings, and I'll be able to spend 55 minutes with you, and then we can really go deep, and you can answer all of your I can answer all of your questions. So when you go to that website, also make sure to join my mailing list so that you'll know what's coming up. And if you're not following me on social media, be sure to do so. Again, it's at Medium Shelley Sanders. That's where you'll get videos and information from me. So I'll be able to interact with you more than twice a month. So be sure to come back and join us on the 21st. We're going to have a special guest. Her name is Tracy Escobar. She's also a psychic medium, and we're going to have a lot of fun tag teaming doing psychic and mediumship readings. So I will see you guys in a couple of weeks. Take care and enjoy the rest of your day.
And Shelley is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more right after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.